Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, I'll put this up. Oh, let me hit this here because people are. All right. Sorry about that. I had to call it to that switchboard. It's it all. And give me a second. That's our number, ladies and gentlemen. It's up on the screen. People that's watching on Patreon itself and making comments there, the number's up. People that's looking on YouTube, the number is up. And what did it say? I didn't read the comment. I don't know what they're talking about. Well, Makana, that's what I do my Advice Show media channel. I put up all the crime that's going on in the other side. And also I'm trying to put up police brutality videos that happen to them too, because I want to show them this is what happens when you support cops killing black people or beating black people. You make Afrocentric clothing, Big Sal? I didn't know that, man. Like, what? You got a website or something? Sweater? I would wear a double XL. But that's the number if any of you guys want to call. The line's open if you'd like to talk. Like I said, I'm only doing phone calls for you guys on Patreon only. I'm not going to do phone calls for them. It's not happening. Okay, we got one person in. Let's answer their call. Hello. Hello, what's your name?
My name is Emma. I'm from Dallas.
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on.
My name is Emma.
Hold on
a
second. I can't hear you. Give me a second. Hello, you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I don't know if you can hear me, though.
Hello? Okay, give me a second. Hold on. Hey, do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Say my headset's on. Just give me a second.
Okay.
You hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Phil. Hello?
Just give me a second. I don't want you to drop the call.
Okay, thank you.
Gotcha. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, can you say something for me?
My name is Emma. I'm from Dallasville.
I don't hear her coming up on the thing at all. Hey, do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm trying to get you up on my mixer board. And that's the issue I keep having. I don't know why we have an issue, because most of. Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can I be heard?
Oh, now there you go. Yeah, I got you. Now,
oh,
now
good.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Now I hear you. You're good.
Okay. Since the topic today is going to be on YouTube media, I really wanted to say that I do respect the content that's actually advertised here, and I like the news content versus the entertainment section. I feel like I can get entertainment everywhere, and it's almost like we're in an information desert at this particular point. We need places where we can get what's happening in the black community as far as media news goes. And so I really appreciate your job on that. My name is Emma, by the way. I'm from Dallas.
Oh, you're from Dallas. Oh, okay. How's the weather out there?
It's a little cold outside, but it's fine. I guess it's pretty much similar to what's been happening in Houston right now, right? Is it snowing there?
Is it snowing?
Yeah.
Oh no! It's not snowing at all. We're wearing shorts today.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, yesterday I didn't even have to wear a jacket, but the morning time I did. So.
Okay. All right. Do you make YouTube videos though?
No, I don't do any YouTube videos. I'm not really into that portion of it. I'm just faithful Patreon supporters of Cynthia G, Lisa, Tamara Cabrera.
Lisa Cabrera, uh-huh.
Yes, I like the royal family. I also like Golden Black. I love her. I love Lovely T, of course, because even though she does do entertainment media, she has this perfect kind of spin on it where she brings it back in and kind of centers it into the community versus something that's salacious gossip.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, T, you know, really what you see is what you get. I mean, she's a, you know, like I said, I've you know, been around T. She's a good person. Like I said, we mm-hmm. talk, you know, we understand the different things that go on the platform that we deal with. So she's definitely one person I talk to about YouTube because she dealt with a lot, too, with the platform.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually, something that's really of interest to me that's been of interest this week has been what's been happening as far as the Umar Johnson controversy that's going on right now, mostly because I invested so much into that school. I did it when he had first started advertising the school. Maybe it wasn't when he first started, but I know I started making contributions April 6th of 2015. And I made up to $350 in contributions when I went back to my emails and checks and GoFundMe amounts. And I made $120 in in-person amount as well. So the stuff that I've seen him do with those contributions, and the lack of follow through he's had on certain things, like talking about we can't present information to GoFundMe about my bank account because I've already presented that to him. I'm like, it's paperwork. You're trying to build a school that it's implicit to have paperwork to do that. So don't tell me that you're not going to present paperwork to keep up a fund going because you're just tired of presenting paperwork. I mean, it doesn't matter how many times I'm asked for this paperwork. When I have to do things for school, when I have to do things for work, if I have to double chart, I have to double chart. If I have to present more information for financial aid, I have to present more information. So for you to tell me in your medical profession that if someone asks you to present extra information so you can keep something going for the community, you decide that you're not going to do it, it's either because you don't have it to present. That's the only reason you would do that, is you just don't have it. You don't have it to present. Because there's no other reason why you wouldn't do it, and you spent the money. And with all of these other people that are coming out saying that they found him to present, to be out spending the money and things like that, on Tariq Nasheed's channel, he presented a woman who said he was at the mall spending donations that he had gotten. I believe that only because he said he never collected cash donations. And that was an absolute 100% lie because I went to one of his speeches when it was more family-oriented. They had brothers and sisters at his speech. They had children there and everything there. And he personally asked himself, giving this story about a gentleman who had given him money when he was at a gas station, over $500 for the purchase of the soup. And he said, if you have cash donations, give them to me, and I'll go ahead and write your name down. He had another gentleman standing next to him, writing people's names down, and I handed him $120, and I took a picture with him. But I feel like, you know, after I heard him denounce, that when I started hearing him denounce this year that he had ever asked for cash donations, at that particular point, I stopped believing in him. And that was still when he had his popularity and everything else, and people still had faith in him as a human being. But when I heard him do that, I was like, I'm done, because it's the money. I didn't really follow what was happening with the stripper thing and things like that. I thought that was just stupid, and I didn't care about it. But when we're talking about the money and the donations, it really had an effect on me. I feel like he's stealing from the children.
Okay. Well, you know, that situation with Umar, like you know, mm-hmm. I mean, you believed in him. What I would say, you know, how I look at life, you can't get it back. You know, I would just chalk it up to the game, you know, and just next time, you know, when a person said they want to open up a school, make sure they have a history of opening up a school, or they have a team of people around them that's opened up schools. You know, you got to have some expertise. Like, if I'm talking about opening up a school, there's no way I'm going to be doing it by myself. I would, before I even open my mouth, I'd be like, nope, I'm partnering with this one, that one, and that one. They got a proven history and proven track record of opening schools. I would, you know, love to be a part of that, but they the ones going to take the lead, not me, because I don't like – no one, I don't want, see, my thing is I don't want my name out there like that, like, hey, you screwing up. I don't want that. So that's why I make sure to, like you say, dot your I's and cross your T's. But,
some people. Speaking about, go ahead.
No, I was going to respond to somebody. Hey, LaWanda, you say, can we open up a dialogue regarding swirling versus before the YouTube crave and now, and how it's considered bed with betrayal, regardless whether you have multiple races in your family? Well, LaWanda, if you want to call and talk about it, call. So I agree. Like I said, it's unfortunate with the situation with Umar. I'm talking for the people. But in a few, like I said, he had a good idea, but, you know, he should have took his business a long time ago. Like I said, instead of getting that money he was getting from the lectures and everything else, he should have been trying to get his doctorate degree first and doing all that he had to do first, and he would be in some of the issues he's in now. And I don't know. That's that man's personal business. I'm going to find out what's going to happen to him tomorrow. We all going to find out, you know, because they got people waiting to find out what's happening tomorrow. And then everybody will be talking about that as well. But, sister, I definitely thank you for calling. I thank you for being a Patreon member and helping us. And you know, when we say we're going to do something, we do it, and if we can't do it, we'll come back and say we can't do it, and this is why. We try not to take tasks that's too big. We try not.
Yeah,
so.
But I would like to just mention one more thing. When you say chalk it up to the game, I really don't like that statement, because that tells us
what
to let things go when people, like when people cheat us, when people steal from us in the community, when someone says chalk it up to the game, just let it go, I just don't like that statement. And I think I, for my part, this Tuesday, I'm going to go down to Small Claims Court, and I'm going to file a case against him, because I don't think we should have people in our community that's taking money.
All that statement is saying is, you know, hey, you're just going to have to let it go, because you can't. Now, yes, you can try to retrieve it that way, but you know, for me, if when I say that statement, I just go ahead and say, hey, man, I can't fix it, but I just learn better in the future. But if that's the way you want to go with it, you have every right to go that way to a civil court. You have every right.
Thank you. And it was nice meeting you.
Thank
you, Joe. Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. Thank you. All right. Let's see who it is calling. Hello.
Good evening.
You on the show.
Hi. Good evening.
Evening.
This is LaWanda. LaWanda Dula.
Oh, okay, LaWanda. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay,
thank
how you doing?
You. I'm good. Yes, I left that compliment, that comment in regards to opening up the dialect regarding the swirling crave versus how it's more out in your face. And see, I come from a family. I'm Portuguese Creole, and but I'm black. But to me, I'm black. But then too, I would then to me, I kind of feel that if I just say, oh, I'm just black, I am denying some of my other families. You know what I mean? But I'm not against blacks, because I'm black. But I was just in response to Seiko, I believe his name is, or her name is, when he's saying that sometimes when people are swirling, they then think it's a privilege to give them more freedom or privilege. No, not all of us. And he did say some. So I just wanted to open up that dialect because I love my black people. I love my Portuguese people. I love my mother who is Choctaw. I love people, period. But I'm retired military, and I don't care what color you are. If you have my six, I have your six, regardless. We're trying to get home, you know? And when I hear the negative, that's why I like you, because you see the good and bad in everything, and you call it out, and you call it like you see it. And my husband's Haitian, so he's a straight shooter just like you are. There's no, and he's military too. So he and I get in that conversation because by him being from Miami, Little Haiti, you know, he's never seen a family like mine. So when I invited mm-hmm. him to our family, he was like, what in all this going on here? You know, because mm-hmm. he's never seen that. And my family welcomed him, loved him. You know, I've been married since I was 22 years old, and I'm 43. So same okay. person. So that's what I just wanted to throw out
there.
I think yes it is. And I come from parents who have married, yes, because that's all I saw growing up. And then it's different from my husband, and he's like, wow, you have the family that I wish I had, you know, because he didn't have that type of environment. But I just wanted to open that up because I get a lot of criticism. I love my black females, but that's where I get my criticism from, because they're like, well, what are you? Who are you? And is that your hair? And I'm like, what? I said, I'm black. No, you're not. You know, they're telling me what I'm not. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
I know I digressed a bit. But.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is my position, LaWanda. A lot of black people, especially this millennial generation, don't know their own people when they see them.
Yeah.
I grew up, you know, in the South, and I have family that's about, I'm looking at the picture I can't see. I have family your color and lighter with, you know.
I'm actually the darkest in my family.
Yeah, and I got people in my family
yeah.
that's way darker than
mm-hmm.
me. And they're my blood,
yeah.
family blood, because
mm-hmm.
I got people in my family that got green eyes, gray eyes, all the different color eyes, especially some of
right.
Louisiana that's Creole, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But they're my family. And
right.
And when I grew up, my grandmother and them always told me that if you don't know what a black person is, just listen to them talk. You can hear the black in them. And it taught me to hear
exactly.
the inflection in black people's voice. You get what I'm saying? So even if
right.
you are, what, are you, is your family from Brazil?
No, my father's Portuguese, Native American, Irish, and Creole. I was born and raised in Portugal, Porto, Portugal. And my native tongue is Portuguese, yes. And my third language
okay.
is actually English. And I try to hide my accent because I get tired of hearing, well, what are you? By the black women, and it's bad.
Hold on. Don't hide your accent from nobody. Talking about what am I? It's like, I'm black. What do you speak
And
that
that's
way?
Why, and you
from,
know,
I'm
it's so
America.
Crazy. Right. And it's crazy because that's why I drove myself to get a master's in English, because I wanted to speak it properly and also the dialect of it. You know what I mean? But, I mean, you're right. I'm at that age now. I don't care, but it's also tiring.
Well, let me ask you a question, LaWanda.
Sure.
Do you have a code switch voice?
Do I have a what?
A code switch voice.
What is that?
In other words, you know how to speak without your accent.
Yes. But it's hard.
Okay. It's hard. Okay.
And I sound
yeah,
funny.
I
My husband laughs at me.
Yeah, because beyond which all black people in America, believe it or not, they are code switch too. Because, you know, in our neighborhoods, we'd be talking a certain way. And then you get on the job in front of these white folks, you're like, oh, sir, and yes, and no. Your voice totally changed in the work world. That's like it's just code switching. And some
okay.
of you youngsters don't do that too much. But I wouldn't worry. Like I said, you have lived life and seen a lot, especially in the military. So I wouldn't
right.
get my voice up for none of them. None of them. If your husband good with it, that's all you worry about.
I think that's why he fell in love with me.
Men, you know, they like that sort
and
of
I'm
thing.
Pretty
like,
smart.
Where you from? And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I,
yes.
I'm hearing, I'm seeing men and women talking about your accent on here. So, yeah, I mean, that's
thank
an awesome
you.
Thing. You
and
know? And, but
and my daughters.
Talking,
yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters,
well,
they second, don't have.
Go ahead.
Yes, my daughters, I have two daughters. They don't have my accent. They, oh, my goodness. I'm like, well, where did you hear this from? At school, I was like, oh, don't we speak proper English. And it's okay. Kids are going to be kids. You know what I mean? But there's a time and a place for everything. They know how to conduct themselves. But it just threw me off because in my household, we used to get a spanking. When we came to the States when I was 12, we got a spanking, a slap in the mouth, literally a slap in the mouth. If we come home talking, you know, improper in my parents' eyes. And I understand, but yet I fault at the same time because I want to be able to adapt and relate, you know, but I'm not going to dumb down myself for anyone. But I'm not going to, I'm
right.
no better than anyone else either. You know what I mean? I never act as if I'm superior than anyone because I'm not.
Well,
so,
I'm reading what you said, and you said,
about the swirling.
I'm reading back what you wrote. Yeah, you said, can we open up a dialogue regarding swirling verses before the YouTube craze and now, and how it's considered
yes.
bed-winching slash betrayal, regardless whether you have multiple races in your family and it's all you've seen growing up. I'm going to say my
yes.
position on it. This is just my position. I speak along the lines of dealing with black people due to historic references and even due to now. I don't think it's advantageous for black people to get into relationships and marry Caucasian people. But if that's what you want to do, that's your life, I can't stop you. And I'm basing it on the system of white supremacy. Now, the system of white supremacy ends tomorrow, and you want to say love is love, that's your business. But for me, that's what I
yeah.
speak about. And you mentioned bed-winching. Bed-winching for me is more so a mentality because the females that bed-winch, they have an affinity and they worship white males. They actually more dedicated
white.
To white supremacy. Your father, but is your father American?
No.
Okay, he's not American, so he's Portuguese?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, for you, it's a little difference with you because you are offensive. If a black person, white person has a child, right, you can't
mm-hmm.
tell the person, the black person and the white person there's something wrong with the child because in America you consider black in America. Now,
exactly.
When I speak, this is me. When I speak, you consider black regardless how accent you speak. But in America, it's just, and you look at the time of Donald Trump, right? It is
right.
not smart for us, at least in this country, to do that because of what can happen. But like I said, if people do it, that's them. You're a product of it.
Right.
That I get that. But I just have to be real with that. I have to be real with it because
yeah.
I wouldn't be doing the community a service if I don't speak on that. But it's not an absolute
well,
to everything. I've met some white people
see,
and
yeah,
even
my,
some foreign white people that's been real cool people. They have been racist people, and that's just, I have to admit that, that's true. So, like, I met some great black
yeah.
people in my life. But as a
yeah.
collective here in America, see, because your family's from Portugal. They're not from America. So
well,
it's
my
two
mother,
different situations.
But, see, my mother was Native American, born on a reservation in Choctaw, Oklahoma.
Okay.
So somewhere in between there, that's where we came, the five of us, the kids. So...
Yeah.
You know, my
yeah.
my father married her at that age. Back then, you could marry at 14 if you ask the chief of the tribe, you know, and they give their blessing. So from there, my father took my mother to Portugal, and that's where we came. So
okay.
I say I'm black
so,
because
so your
of my
father,
skin
so your
tone.
Father, because you, at least from what I see, you like a light skinned sister to me. So that's how I see it. But
and I embrace
it. You got black husband. You got children.
Yes,
okay,
two daughters.
Your children black too. Two daughters.
Exactly.
Awesome. You know, I have two daughters. I have three daughters actually. I have three. But and I don't even get like when people, you know, get into now some people are a little bit more what's what I'm looking for? They're more adamant than I am on certain things. My thing is even other groups, if you choose to do that, you know, with other groups, that's your business. But my thing is don't do it, at least here in America, you know, with the group that's here now, because white supremacy is still
safe.
In existence, and it's not safe, right? It's not safe. Other groups can be bigoted as well, but other groups aren't in control of the laws. They're not putting black people in prison and mass incarcerating them. You know, the majority of the cops in this country, you know what persuasion they are. They get away with killing black people.
Oh, I have
black
them in my family, too, so I'm just screwed up all around.
No, you ain't screwed up. No, you ain't. You are not screwed up because
I'm laughing because it's a sad
Portugal.
Situation. You know what I mean?
Yes, it's a sad situation.
I'm laughing because
it's
the reality
situation.
Is sad.
The reality is sad, but you got nothing to do with it. That's the thing. So I don't know why
That's
you
true.
Feel like you got something to do with it or why do you feel that way?
Okay, because I'm in New Jersey now because my husband is still in the military, although I'm retired. And I just bought a Dunkin' Donuts, okay? And it was so much harder to get the license, although the capital was there. They didn't care. Because I hear you say money talk a lot of times, but my skin tone blocked me a lot. You know what I mean? And so the racism is so thick nowadays. You know what I mean? And I feel that way because personally it's been directed towards me from a lot of my sisters, you know? And I'm not saying that it wasn't done to me in the military because they can't do it to me directly while I was in the military because I was a lieutenant colonel. You know, I put in my parade rest real quick, you know? So all 5 foot one of me. But that's where I got it mostly from my sisters, you know? So, and like I said, but the business, my sisters would come into the establishment and that's where I would get it from. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're the same. What's the problem? You know, and I do chalk it up as ignorance and stupidity and lack of home training sometimes. But when's enough is enough? And it's sad to
LaWanda,
me because at times I deny that of myself.
Well, LaWanda, from what I've seen, just as a man, you know, women in general could be catty with each other, just in general. But when it comes to, you know, black women, from what I've seen growing up, and black girls, you know, we have the colorism thing that goes on. Like I said, I don't understand it. It's not the same for men as it is for the women. I've seen it, you know, all kind of ways. And from what I've seen, it's just me. I'm an observant person. I don't know why, and I'm asking you a question. What was the skin tone of the women that hated on you the most that were black?
Really, we're gonna go there?
No. We talked.
I understand.
Now
I understand.
We
they were. I know, because it's already there. They were not as light as I, you know. And I'm a sorority girl. I'm an Alpha Kappa Alpha, you know, sorority incorporated. Okay. So my line sisters were good, but in my business, they were darker than I, you know, and it's kind of sad.
And I've seen that. Listen, I've seen that growing up, and I never understood why. Like, trust me, I've seen where, you know, certain girls, like I said, they don't have to have no accent. I mean, they could be black, just black. They could be lighter skin. They could be Beyonce's color or even a little darker than that. And I would see, like, these girls would get attention in school, how they would just be hated based on skin tone, and I never understood why. And I'm like, well, what's the deal? You know, because I've seen, you know, in school and different places, you know, women that's my color that nice looking too. So, like, what's the deal? You know, and
they're
I understand
beautiful,
that
and I compliment.
Great.
I compliment, you know, I compliment women because I believe women are beautiful, you know, because if we don't lift each other up, who else will?
Right, right. But colorism is really, you know, and I don't say white supremacy. White supremacy has screwed us up as a people. Because we have to remember, colorism comes from the slave master. That's where it comes from. And
I don't even want to touch that.
We have been traumatized. It's sad. And we have been so traumatized with PTSD. And I'm pretty sure you know more about that being in the military. PTSD.
Right.
And, you know, if one tragic event can cause generations of people to suffer different type of trauma from that person passing down, you know, the way they treat their kids due to this traumatic event. Well, you had a group of people that was enslaved for 246 years. Now, 40 years is considered a generation. So we're looking at, what, at least five generations or so of people that was enslaved, five generations of people that taught colorism because of the slave master, taught us to eat from the pig and taught us to eat cornbread, all things that we have eaten because we had no choice.
I just had some tonight.
And then we are. Do what?
I just had some cornbread and chili tonight. Oh, sorry. I love it. I mean, I made me some chili beans and cornbread tonight. So.
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to read a comment. Panda Africa saying, because the guys always go after lighter skinned women.
I was the one they didn't go after. I'm the darkest in my family.
You the darkest in your family?
I'm the darkest in my family. Sisters are blonde haired, colored eyes. You know, I got my mother's pigment. And then, too, I have a dark skinned daughter and a light skinned daughter. Both of them blue eyed. Okay? And I taught my daughters. It's not what you look like on the outside. It's how you treat people and how you are on the inside. And I tell them, people are going to say, oh, you have pretty eyes, oh, this, that, and the other. Long as you can see, that's all you need to be happy for. So that's how my daughters grew up. Someone gives them compliment. They say, thank you. I am glad. Thank the Lord that I can see. That have been their words from the time of them able to comprehend and up. I kid you not, they are 19 and 16. So, you're right.
Oh, I was going to say, hey, Cynthia, I see Cynthia's in the room, Cynthia G. So do you think they didn't like you because of guys just talking to you? Or at least maybe before you got married, do you think it's because of that? Cause one lady said, oh, man, I don't know if it's a lady or man, said that it's because the men like the lighter skinned women more, and maybe that's. And that's not always true, but that's what they're saying. Is that the reason maybe they didn't like you, you're thinking?
I don't know, because I didn't kiss a boy till I was 20, so I don't know. And I don't know if they liked me or not. And I married the boy I kissed, so I don't know. I don't know.
So your husband's dark skin, right?
As the midnight it is. Yes, he is. My black Haitian and Dominican guy. Yes, he is.
All right, cool. Like that's fine now. So you know, I mean, I ask those questions. I try to understand it. I really try to understand it when I say those things. You know, so when I'm asking questions, you know, I'm just trying to get down to the bottom of it because I think colorism needs to be eradicated. You know, in our community, it really do.
Yes. Well, thank you kindly, and I know I've got off topic sometime, but I really appreciate it. Hello, family. How are you? I'm going back online to type with you guys.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's something that I always noticed. Like, they had this girl. What was that girl name? That girl name was Rashima. That was her name. And this girl, I mean, when she came to school, everybody, you know, was interested in her, whatever. And, you know, this girl wasn't bothering nobody. And these girls start hating on her for nothing. And all the females just hating on her. And I remember, you're like, these girls got together, and these girls, like, threw rotten eggs at her and beat her. And I'm like, what they do that for? You know what I'm saying? And just because all the guys that thought, I guess she was attractive or whatever, wanted to talk to her. And she wasn't out there, like, being hoish or nothing. And even if she was, there's no reason to beat somebody up. So why? I don't get it, because, like I said, I'm a dark-skinned man. I've been told things about my color growing up. I've been called black and, you know, only see your teeth at night and, you know, calling me African booty scratcher. And I'm not from a, at least I have African descent, but I wasn't born there. And, you know, all kind of things you hear as a dark-skinned black man or black boy, you know, about your color. And I don't get that. I don't get it. And maybe somebody can explain it to me. You know, yes, K. Crump, colorism needs to die. It does tear us apart. You know, and that's why, you know, sometimes I don't even get it, you know, when some people may say, oh, it's a colorism, because even if a black guy, right, gets with another black woman, and let's say she's lighter skinned, you know, they say, oh, this guy's color struck. But if the guy got with a woman my color, and that's all he wanted, he's never called color struck. So I'm like, well, why does it matter? It's like, this is one dude. And you say, oh, all these guys like these kind of women. You could only really be with one woman at a time. I mean, like in a relationship. I mean, talking about a player, but I'm talking about somebody in a relationship. And I have never seen a woman my color that's attractive be by herself. I've never seen it. They always had guys, period. So, you say the hierarchy is mixed women, very light skin to dark. The men give those women passes and put up with more. I don't know. I don't know about a hierarchy. I really don't know. Maybe some people think like that, but I'm telling you, I have seen women that's my skin tone that not be by themselves if they were attractive. And just because you're light skinned doesn't mean you're attractive either. Just because you may be biracial doesn't make you attractive. Yeah, jealousy is a dangerous thing. It really is. Angela says, some black men tend to gravitate toward lighter-skinned women, especially if they have long hair. Of course, that naturally leads to jealousy, especially when women outnumber men. Now, that last thing you just said, that's more of an issue than anything. The women outnumber the men. And some years ago, some women got mad at me when I made this video. And I said that in this video, I'm talking about black people. Due to the numbers, and if you read the numbers, it's about 1 million more black women than black men. If you meet a good man, and he's a good man, may not be perfect. He may not be perfect, but if he's a good man, you don't have the luxury to throw him away. Because it's the bad part for black women, for what I've seen. Black women got to deal with the pool of men they have. You got to take away the thugs, take away the no-good lazy dudes that don't want to work, take away the dudes that no get up and go, you know, and find you out of all that decent dudes. And the decent dudes, now she has to deal with that pool. But then outside of that pool, you got other races of women coming at that same man. But it's not like that in reverse for the other races of women. They kind of still keep their men to themselves. You know, other races of women not shooting at all these different races of men like you see them shoot at the black man. So it is kind of catty a little bit if you really pay attention to it, the dating pool for black women. It really, at least in my opinion. Maybe I could be wrong, though. I mean, somebody can call me up and discuss that with me. I'm okay with discussing that. But I think it is. self-called black girl as a nickname because I'm the darkest in my family. Yeah, that's not too cool. It's saying some of it has to do with the angry black woman stereotype. I don't care when a darker skinned man dates a light black woman unless they tear the darker skinned woman down. I can't respect a man that tears a woman down that favors his mother, puts a light skinned woman on the pedestal. That's what I have the issue with. And, you know, we shouldn't, you know, as men, we shouldn't be doing that, you know, tearing women down based on their color. But you have to understand, a lot of these guys, you know, are immature. A lot of these guys was raised with mothers. And when they didn't have their father in their life, they took on the personality of their mothers and their aunts. And that's what the biggest problem women have today in the dating pool is that these guys are cowering copies of women because they had no male influence. They didn't. So when they respond like women. They're catty, they're messy, they're extremely petty. You know how women can be real petty, you know, and men now they're that way. A lot of men, you know, in the past, right, raised around real men, like, I ain't entertaining no woman. I ain't even arguing with no woman. You know, I'm going to walk off and let her keep talking. Yeah, but now these guys are arguing with women and want to be loud and just, you know. Yeah, Big Sav, she was there. I don't know if she's still there or not, but she was there. Yeah, Ryan, yeah, you're right. Dudes like that get on my last good nerve also. I don't like dudes like that, but at the same time, it's not, you know, kind of like not their fault. Okay, so Rashida says she thinks part of the hatred, envy, jealousy comes from the idol worship of lighter skin in the community. I was 9 years old playing with my 9-year-old friends when a 16-year-old teen walked up to us and started going on and on about wanting to date and have children with a woman with light eyes and good hair. This was my first introduction to colorism. Unfortunately, the concept was repeatedly reinforced by other black male peers to the point where I felt I was not desired by the males in our community. I'm older and I've been in the process. Not only to process it now, but it was too much to handle at such a young age. Well, you know, I can kind of feel that because in my time period, the light-skinned dudes was in. You know, all that Ill DeBarge, Al B. Sure time, those of you who are over 30, and or at least those of you definitely over 35 know what I'm talking about, when the light-skinned dudes was really, really in that time period, right? And, you know, they didn't want nothing to do with no dark-skinned dude. They want all the light-skinned dudes. You know, dudes like Chris Brown color. That's what they wanted back in the day. So, shoot, they was hard on the dark-skinned brother back then. Dark-skinned brothers really didn't start coming back in to maybe late 80s, 90s. Dark-skinned brothers start coming back in, and then they haven't really shook them since then. But, I mean, yeah, like I said, I've been told all kinds of things in my lifetime. Not by white supremacists, but the ones who talked about the worst about my color has never been a white supremacist. You know, so. Hell, I'm sure. Yeah, but see, some people, you say you came along during that era, Albert? Okay. But like I said, some people just, you know no better. Then this system, you know, you put a white teacher in front of our kids' face constantly, every single day. On TV, you reinforce white beauty standards. So, you know, when black boys a lot of times are introduced even to sexual things, it's usually through some pornography. And who's in that pornography 9 times out of 10? White women. So he's had white women in his face 24/7, white teacher. Even if he looked at a pornography magazine back in the day, it's probably some white, everything white, right? Make him extremely curious about white or something close to it. And then in our community, she's right. In our community, we have to admit this, the light-skinned sister, she is the one that you never see dating out because the brothers are chasing her. I mean, we have to admit the truth in our own community. We expect to fix it. And the only person I've ever seen admit the truth about light-skinned people, at least on the female side, was Chyna Foxx. And shout out to her. She admits it. She talks about that. And I think she's only one of the rare light-skinned people I've ever heard that really admits they actually have a privilege in the black community. She admits it. Why would you feel bad about being attracted to a light-skinned sister? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, is she black? I mean, is she not? She's not a white female. Well, Cynthia, I'm not really talking about white women. We talking about actually black people, but we talking about kind of where the screwed up head comes from. You know, and I'm just telling you from just my perspective as well and just analyzing it, you know, everywhere you go is white, 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 white. That does have an effect on you. Like people, let's say in Nigeria or African nation, all they saw is black people, you know, black beauty standards, black, 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 black. So it's nothing different for them to be with their own. I mean, we are kind of screwed up in this country. It's all we see is white. We don't see our own. Well, you know, I've had people reject me before because I'm dark-skinned. It's not just the women that go through that. Men go through that. And I just have to accept it for what it is and say, okay, I mean, it's kind of screwed up. You know, you don't want to fool me because you don't like dark-skinned brothers, but what could I say? I mean, you don't like dark-skinned men. Some women don't like them. I mean, I'm not going to force them to be with me if they don't like me. I really not. What's she going to do? I'm going to shame her into being with me. And then what, she going to cheat on me with somebody that she likes? No. I'm like, cool, I respect you for telling me you don't date dark-skinned men. And I guarantee you can find someone who do date dark-skinned men. Oh, yeah, Africa with skin bleaching, Cynthia? Yeah. Yeah, that's bad. I've interviewed African people, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, so Angela says she wear her natural hair, and most of the men attracted to her are not black. As soon as I put on a weave, here comes the black men. Well, then I know one brother. I'm gonna tell you straight up. he won't date a woman if she ain't got natural hair. He won't. I know his type. I look at him and say, hey, that's your type. Really? Say, yeah, the natural hair. He loves the natural hair. So they got brothers out there like natural hair. Don't want nothing to do with no hair extension. So, but then you have some of them. You're right. They want to see the hair extension. So some women still wear it because men like it. I get it. I really get it. But it's a but. Do you want a man that don't want you to have your natural hair? That's the thing. I don't think he would want that kind of man. Okay, you say you had a young man pursue you and say he usually don't pursue a woman as dark as you, but because you have long, curly hair, he made an exception? Well, wow, I guess you should feel honored. That's actually disrespectful what he told you. I mean, how are you going to walk up to a woman and say, I usually don't fool with dark-skinned women or darker women, but, you know, since you got long, curly hair, you know, I'll make an exception. Like, that is so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful. So you say you get way more attention, you flat iron your hair versus when you wear it curly. I don't know. Personally, I think the curly hair is better, but that's just me. I think the curly hair is better. Yeah, you're right, Albert. I know. I feel you on that about being dark skinned. Man, we got it too about being dark skinned. Man, they ain't let us make it being dark skinned. I think dark skinned little boys and little girls, they go through it. Even to this day, they go through it. But see, this is what I don't understand, too. When you're talking about, I remember back in the day, everybody was saying, weave, black women wear weave. And now, okay, black women, all of them, well, not all, but a lot of them wear natural hair now. And then they still So basically, you got what you wanted, and now you still want to go after the ones that would weave? I don't understand that. I don't understand it. Yeah, that's pretty for a dark-skinned woman. You say, well, I don't think you would say man, but a dark-skinned woman, that's a very insulting term. So what, you're supposed to be ugly? I don't get that. Oh, now in society with these Caucasians and white supremacy, you wanna have a taboo couple now? Say at one point in time, a black man and a white woman couple used to be taboo. Now a taboo couple is a dark skinned man like me and a woman of color being together. That's taboo. You hear how crazy that sounds? That is crazy. That two dark-skinned black people is taboo now. They think it's we all should be, like, we all can't be with different races of people. Black people still have to be with black people in order to continue the group. I don't know, Cynthia. I mean, like I said, white women to me are overrated. I mean, I just saw, like I said, and when I say this, I'm just speaking just in terms of society. Like I said, I'm not saying I hate anyone. I don't. But, you know, for me, I mean, I think you just need to get some, you have to have some melanin in your skin. I think I told this story. No, I'm not going to tell this story because it's going to come across as mean, but. You know, I told a lady a few reasons why, and she was a white lady. She wanted to date me, and she said I was a real nice guy, and I was a handsome guy, and she wanted to date. And I said, no, I don't. I said, no offense, we could be friends, but I don't really date white women like that. And she asked me why. I gave her reasons why. She did not like my reasons, and, you know, we had to go on from there. But, you know. I just like what I like, and that's just not, we know what she could offer. Oh, you know what, Amara La Negra, I'm trying to get a hold to her because I want to talk to her. I'm trying because I'm even sick and tired of that in the Latin world where black people were dropped off all over the hemisphere here, right? And Latino is a culture; it's not a race. And so when you had that guy talking stupid, he sounds like a white supremacist. When I saw that clip, you're like, he's like, what is that? Is that black power? Like what? An Afro is black power? That's our culture. But it's stupid that you even have to deal with these people like that. Like, where's all of these people with labels, man? Like, I even talk to people in music that I know. Like, would y'all take back y'all music from these people? And put out music that we like. Like, man, we are so diverse of a people. You know, you look at places like Brazil, right? Look at Brazil. That's one of the last places that we were dropped off at. And they have the most black people on this side of the hemisphere, right? About, what, 80 million black people? It's more blacks in Brazil than there is over here in the U.S. That culture is heavy, full of African culture. You talk about that Latin culture, man, that's so derived in African culture. It's unreal. That's all of us. That even the martial arts form of capoeira comes from Angola. That's an African martial art. So, I mean, it's so many different things how we've influenced, but they don't give us no credit because white supremacy colonized history, and they tried to erase us from the history books. They want to steal everything, claim it as theirs, or claim it to different groups, but don't want to give us credit. You say you express your preference for Amara over Cardi B, and you receive so much anger over you stating that you feel more in common with her. Actually, just, okay, Cardi has a cool personality, but due to Cardi's background, no. Amara, I get why you say that. I get it. Yeah, they have racism in Brazil. You're right about that. They do. Yeah, Cynthia, like, when it comes to, like, I hate even the word Latino, Hispanic. They're going to be broken down into different categories. You're going to have white, black, native, And then you're going to have those that have that admixture of native, black, and maybe a little bit of white. That's really what you're going to have with them. But there's heavy, heavy black culture down there in Brazil and other nations. You even, Africans, you know, you look at even in the Asian world, how we were there also. Look how dark the Thailand people are, or the Philippines, Laotian, all these different darker Asians that you see. You know, when you trace it back, that's all us. And here's my little one coming up. I don't know if y'all hear her. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Cardi B is black. But yes, you don't identify as black. But yeah, Cardi B is black. Look at her hair. I mean, come on. And she say where her background is from. But like you said, I get why he said Amara. I get it 100%. He said Belize, yeah, Honduras, yeah, it's all black. Yeah. Now, the whiter-skinned Asians, and that's the ones the alt-right like. And Makana, you could verify this. The alt-right likes the lighter-skinned Asians, the ones that have some European blood in them. You know, like those Japanese, some of the real lighter Koreans, Chinese. Who else? Makana, correct me if I'm wrong on the lighter-skinned Asians. Yeah, the Hawaiians, yeah. Yeah, the Hawaiians got African blood in them. Sure they do. Yeah, Cynthia, I get that. It's so simple. They don't understand the difference between race and ethnicity. Sure, they don't understand the difference between race, ethnicity, and nationality. People call themselves a nationality like it's a race, too. But anyway, the alt-right, all them dudes in the alt-right, and McCon, I saw you covering that video. And I've even knew that the Caucasian male have a affinity for Asian women. And you don't hear it as much, but I got to hear that some Asian men starting to speak up about that. Asian men starting to get a little pissed off at that because Asian women date outside of their race. What is that, a rate of 38%? I mean, it's extremely high. They date outside their race. They actually lead in interracial dating. And marriage. Yeah, well, let's not go there, Jemima. I guess that's how you say your name. Hey, is that your natural name, Jemima? It was a little annoying the hell out of me with all these Cardi B ain't black video. But like I said earlier, before you was even on, Cynthia, black people don't know black people when they see them. That's it. They don't know them when they see them. And it's annoying. Yeah. Yes, that's what we were saying earlier. They like white Asians. But say Makana can say, okay, Makana says, between 36% and 39%. Makanda's Asian, so she can verify the things that we're talking about. So Cynthia, Makanda can verify, say, white men like white Asians. They do. You say they don't date the dark-skinned Asian because they know they have African blood. Right. For instance, from what I've learned about the Asian world, they don't like Vietnamese like that. They don't like... Vietnamese, they don't like Philippines, they don't like Thailand, Laotian. Because I interviewed a Laotian guy, and he said that in the Asian world, he's discriminated against. Is he right? Because they act surprised about Rachel Dolezal when she's clearly white. Well, Cynthia, was somehow some black folks are cooning. Shoot, I'd rather replace some of them with Rachel Dolezal sometimes. Cardi B is, no, she's black. she's black. She said Trinidad, which is black, and she mentioned somewhere else, which is black, like Caribbean nations. She was mentioning. Cardi just has an accent. You say Filipinos are big with white supremacists. Yeah, Thailand. Yeah, they got some almost dark as me in Thailand. What didn't Richard Spencer at one point in time have an Asian female? Makana? I thought he had one. Oh, you're talking about Dominican. I'm glad you mentioned that. I went to a Subway one time, and I forgot what I was talking about, and this girl told me, I think it was something about being black. She said, oh, I'm not black. And I'm looking at her, and Cynthia, she's about your color, actually. And I say, well, what are you? And she said, I'm Dominican. I step back. I say, Dominican is a nationality, not a race. I said, you're black. No, I'm not black. And like, I'll get frustrated because you sit up there freaking telling me you're not black, and I'm looking at a black woman in my face talking to me. I'm seeing that black hair on your forehead, and he's talking about you're not black. You got features that look African as mine, but you're not black. Come on. What's wrong with y'all? Oh, you say Richard Spencer? Okay. Yeah, because a lot of them racist dudes, they like, I didn't know somebody was on the line. I didn't even know. 512, hello.
Oh, hey, nigger.
Really? You paid nigger to get on the show?
No, I just went through one of your Patreon
name?
Shit. Don't worry about that.
Wow, he actually
what's
paid
up, man?
You guys. Oh, jeez. That's the guy that called the last time. Really? He's paying to troll? Wow, that's a dedicated. I can't. Struggle, jeez. Like, he paid to troll. He actually paid to troll. I would never do that. Jesus Christ. Y'all see that? I'm hollering. Someone mentioned him earlier. I knew it was too good to be true. Oh, my God. I'm freaking out. He actually paid to troll. Y'all get to see that. Well, yeah, hey, yeah, you're right. At least he paid for it, so I can't get mad at it. I cannot get mad at him this time. It was, you know, he ain't wasting my time this time. Yeah, Alicia, that's him. He's on the Patreon. Yeah, that's the guy that held on 53 minutes. That's him. He paid to be here. Oh boy, you say can't be too mad. I wish I had that. I actually don't want it. Put it on YouTube. Paid troll. That's crazy. He paid. Wow. We may have to do that. We may have to cut that part out. Download that and put it on there. You paid the troll. Man, he dedicated. Man, I don't know who you are, but you dedicated, man. You dedicated for real. I got to give you that. Man, shout out to dude. I don't even know his name. But shout out to you, man. You dedicated. You are so dedicated. And I didn't even know the phone call was there. It's like about 11 minutes or so. I said, oh, shoot, I didn't know that was there. Hey, you better believe that's going to happen. I'm putting that one on the main. I want everybody to see that one. He waited and paid the troll. Oh, man. Yeah, like, hey, man, since you're already here, man, just share the page, help us get out to our goal, man. You know what I'm saying? I know you enjoy what we got going on, and, you know, I mean, to have a decent conversation outside of that, man. You want to be here for some reason, obviously. Yeah, he's taking his credit card info in the troll, yeah. Yeah. I'm curious next time we do a different tier. Oh, you got to be positive. You have to be. Like, you can't get mad when he's dedicated. Like, say he's dedicated. I can't get mad at him at this point. He's dedicated. Like, say, at least he paid to do it. That's fine. Last time he did it for free. He paid for it this time, so I'm not even mad at him. Man, if you want to call on every private stream and call me a name, do it, man. You paying. Go ahead. I'm not even mad at you. Listen, when I first started Patreon, they was paying to come over here. So we probably can set a stream at $10. I guarantee he probably show up. or somebody else. Show up. They pay you to troll. Cynthia, do you got some trolls? I bet you have no trolls like that. I know you got some trolls. Cynthia, have your show. Let's see if they call you. You say you're going to pay top dollar? Hey, the trolls should have their own level starting at $25, Rashida say. You say, what level of a troll is he, the $2 or $5? I don't know. Like I said, if he want to troll, we're gonna start raising. That you should do $10 for streams, Phil. You know what? If I'm gonna get a vote on that. If y'all want us to do $10 streams, we'll do it to see if he'll keep showing up. But see, but the majority of my people are between the $2 and $5 level. That's why I haven't do it. He said they pay to steal my. Yeah, I remember that. And if they do that, I'm gonna file copyright because I don't play that. Is there a troll tier? I was like, who is it? I'm like, let me know who you are at least. I mean, if you're going to pay the troll, let me know so I can give you some props. Hey, like I said, you're right. We should send him a shirt. He waited 53 minutes and he waited 11 minutes to say what he had to say. We should send him a shirt. You know? Troll of the year for 2017. We'll make a shirt for him. Hey, man, you let me know who you are. I'll create a shirt and send you a shirt, man. Troll of the year 2017. I'm a positive guy like that, man. I like his dedication, though. But if they send him that coffee mug, nah, he'll send him that mug. And if he wants his troll of the year shirt, Just tell him, message me on Patreon, let me know who he is, and yeah, we'll send you that shirt. We got to identify it by your boy. He deserves it. Oh, okay, that's a good question. You're right, Jessica. Well, it's simple, Jessica. A lot of people would rather watch, but a lot of people don't want to donate, unfortunately. And the reason I even got this many patrons, I had to shut down the platform last time to get the many I have now. When I'm shutting my show down for 7 days. Oh, boy, they were making all kind of videos about me, saying my videos ain't worth no $2 or $5. They were pissed off. But when I shut it down, people came over to the Patreon. You understand, some people, you know, they just want to enjoy content for free and they don't want to donate anything, and that's fine. That's why I'm doing more streams. I'm starting doing more streams privately. I'm doing the talking and driving videos. I let them stay up, but then they're going to be private. Certain streams I'm going to do on the main channel, I'm going to let them be up a little while. That's going just to Patreon, so, you know, they'll get the picture. Yeah, they stingy, but they'll give a certain amount of money to Umar. At least you see me doing what I'm doing. Yeah, Jemima, folks are pissed off at me. Pissed off. Yeah, that's the thing. We got white trolls donating, okay, to be over here. And he's saying black people for the most part won't. That's what I'm saying. The white trolls are more dedicated. But yeah, that's just kind of how it is, Jemima, for us. We got to get it up on the patrons. So I'm just going to start creating more things over here and say, hey, you're missing out because the party's over here. You're right. $2 or $5 goes easily to Walmart or Starbucks with no questions. You're right. It's a cup of coffee. It should have been, matter of fact, the first day I asked about it, that should have been too easy to get. But when you had the other, like, for instance, the white content creators, and they asked for theirs, they got it like that. And then when I brought that up to them, oh, they got pissed. Don't you compare us to white people. White people got money. Okay, wait a minute. White people got more money than, so you mean to tell me you didn't have $2 or $5? You don't got that. So I guarantee I'll go find some LeBrons in your closet, some Jordans in your closet, you know, something way more than that. You buy designer belts, designer everything. I'm asking a small, I was asking at the time 1% of my subscription base, not even 1% of my subscription base, 0.5% to help us every month. You know, just to keep going, that way we have to worry about YouTube's crap, whatever. We just keep rocking the videos out, and that's it. And then I got up to about 1,500 to 1,600, and I've been kind of staying there consistently. It hasn't kind of went up. It went up a little bit as of recent, but it hasn't, like, gone more. So I said, okay, I'm going to start forcing them to come over here one way or another. So I'd like today, I went on Twitter and said, hey, we got a Patreon live stream. You got to be on here to get it. You never know. Maybe the dedicated troll was over there and joined the day. You know, hey, that's fine. I mean, he wants to be here. Whatever, he paid. You're right, Cynthia, 100%. You're right. How's this change around the house, Big Sap? You're right about that. He said the troll's mom will be mad when she finds out he stole her credit card to troll on Patreon. like, I'm going to do a poll, guys, on the next stream. And I'm going to let you guys vote on what dollar amount the next stream needs to be at. Because I want to see how far the troll going to go. But I'm going to let y'all guys vote on it. You're going to make the decision. I'm not. But, yeah, I'm going to chop that up and put that on the main channel. I got to. They got to see this. Well, Cynthia, like, I donate total on Patreon to content creators a total of $60 a month. I'm going to up that this year up to $100. I plan on getting it up to $100 a month. The reason why I do that, you see, I should do a blackout soon to get my viewership up. Yeah, but it was happy. Boy, they didn't know what they were missing when I did that before. It's like you're saying, like, I got to do this every year, do a blackout. All of us. Yeah, LaWanda, you're right. All of us have 8 quarters. I know I have it. That's why I donate. Well, what we'll do is we'll take another poll. We're going to take 2 polls, okay? Yes, I do. I do Cynthia. I do Lovely T and a few others and some brothers as well I donate to. You don't need a total of $55 a month? Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. Like, to anybody that makes videos that I like, they got a Patreon, I'm donating. Especially they say they have put exclusive content over here for y'all. Hey, I want to see the content. I pay for it. Hip Hop Farmers Market Youth Initiative. Oh, I don't know why you can't post it there. $5 is a burger, which is, yeah, something bad for you. Black folks buy a lot of burgers. It's more effective all black YouTubers. If all black YouTubers, you can't do that. And the reason why you can't, a lot of people want black people to be in this one space. It's not going to happen. it's hard to get two people together. But everybody got their own mindset and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, Cynthia got her mindset. I got mine. Lovely T got hers. You know, just whoever else, they got their own mindset and their own platform. I mean, we can, just like you enjoy, they got 300 some odd channels on TV, and each channel offer different things. Well, it's like with black people. Each black person offer different things. So we can go and enjoy those people. I like to enjoy those people. You get more personal in your Patreon live streams, and that's good. Let's see who it is. The 586 area code, you on the show.
Hey, my name is Stephen Crowder, and you're a nigger.
It's him again.
Hey, nigger.
Wow.
Stephen Crowder. Hello?
Well, at least I want to thank
scared?
You for paying the troll.
I didn't pay. I'm telling you, I got it from one of your Patreon. I got it from one of your Patreon members.
Well, somebody paid.
I didn't pay a dime.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Let's see, I think I have to be a mod to send out a link or something like that. Yeah. I saw who that was. I saw exactly who that was. I saw it. So check this out. I'll figure that out real quick. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. Anyway, so guys, I'm gonna get off of here, but I definitely thank you guys for. Yeah. He called from. He got an app he's calling from, so it's two different numbers. But that's fine. But anyway, I'm gonna get off of here, like I said, and we'll talk about that another time with that. But